知行英语。Listen and share.
Morrow Road, 某林路。My family has a house in Marine City, less than 2 miles from where the Morrow Road hunting has been stated happened.My parents grew up riding their horses up and down that road, and many others. Recently, my mother and I took a ride to the area, and noticed that the road is now paved and the bridge that was there is gone. We parked down the street a ways, put on our gloves, zipped our coats, and began our walk through the snow. After crossing the ditch,where the bridge used to be, my chest began to tighten and my heart began to race. I should also mention that I had not been to the exact spot before, but since I had recently discovered that I am a psychic medium, my mother and I decided to venture to the site. After we crossed the ditch, we noticed that on both sides of us were newer houses.But nothing but trees lay ahead. My mother pointed ahead to where the trees were and said, "The story says that the land here has never sold, because every time someone would try to build on it, too many things would go wrong, and eventually, people gave up."
我们家在滨海城距离茂林鬼路经常出没的地方，不到2英里处有一套房子。这里的许多人，包括我的父母，都是骑在马背上在这条茂林路上颠簸长大的。最近，妈妈和我一同乘着马车又回到了这个地方。注意到先前的路面被铺装一新，而原先在那儿的那座桥也没有了。我们在乘马车走了一段路之后，便将车子停好，戴上手套，拉好拉链，骑着马开始了我们的雪中漫步。在路过那座桥以前所在的河道时，我的胸膛开始变紧，并且心跳开始加速。我需要说明一点，这个地方我以前从未来过，但自从最近我发现自己具有人鬼灵媒这个能力后，母亲和我便决定到这个景点冒一次险。我们过了桥，发现路两边全是崭新的房子，但在前面有一片树林，那里却什么都没有。母亲指着前面那片树林说，那块地一直没有卖出去，据说是因为不管是谁，只要是想在那儿干什么，总会碰到太多的麻烦，而最终人们也就把这块地放弃了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
My family has a house in Marine City, less than 2 miles from where the Morrow Road hunting have been stated happened. 我们家在滨海城距离茂林鬼路经常出没的地方，不到2英里处有一套房子。 My parents grew up riding their horses up and down that road.And many others.
这里的许多人，包括我的父母，都是骑在马背上在这条茂林路上颠簸长大的。
Recently, my mother and I took a ride to the area, and noticed that the road is now paved, and the bridge that was there is gone.
最近，妈妈和我一同乘着马车又回到了这个地方。注意到先前的路面被铺装一新，而原先在那儿的那座桥也没有了。
We parked down the street a ways, put on our gloves, zipped our coats, and began our walk through the snow.
我们在乘马车走了一段路之后，便将车子停好，戴上手套，拉好拉链，骑着马开始了我们的雪中漫步。
After crossing the ditch where the bridge used to be, my chest began to tighten and my heart began to race.
在路过那座桥以前所在的河道时，我的胸膛开始变紧，并且心跳开始加速。
I should also mention that I had not been to the exact spot before, but since I had recently discovered that I am a psychic medium, my mother and I decided to venture to the site.
我需要说明一点，这个地方我以前从未来过，但自从最近我发现自己具有人鬼灵媒这个能力后，母亲和我便决定到这个景点冒一次险。
After we crossed the ditch, we noticed that on both sides of us were newer houses, but nothing but trees lay ahead.
我们过了桥，发现路两边全是崭新的房子，但在前面有一片树林，那里却什么都没有。
My mother pointed ahead to where the trees were and said, "The story says that the land here has never sold."
母亲指着前面那片树林说，那块地一直没有卖出去。
Because every time someone would try to build on it, too many things would go wrong, and eventually, people gave up.
据说是因为不管是谁，只要是想在那儿盖什么，总会碰到太多的麻烦，而最终人们也就把这块地放弃了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Haunt 表示闹鬼，鬼魂经常出没。我们常听人说某个屋子是 haunting house， 就是鬼屋的意思。来看一个例子吧。
He wanted to sell the house at a low price because it's haunted.
他想把这个房子给贱卖了，因为闹鬼。但如果我们说
The college library is his favorite haunt.
可不是说大学图书馆里闹鬼。这时的 haunt 意思是常去的地方。所以这句话的意思应该是他喜欢常去大学图书馆。
Used to 加 do，
这个词组表示的是过去的一种状态，其言下之意就是现在已经不存在了。比如说
Mom used to be forgetful，
妈妈过去总是很健忘。我们要注意这个词组与另外两个词组的区别，也就是
used to 加 doing 和 be used to 加 do。
前者的意思是习惯于，例如
We are used to taking a walk after dinner，
我们已经习惯于晚餐后散散步。而 be used to 加 do 意思是被用作，比如
Computers are used to store information，
计算机可以用来存储信息。
Spot
地点场所相当于 place， 比如说
A historic spot
就是古迹，而 A scenic spot 就是风景胜地。
Venture
表示冒险敢于，比如某个领导非常严厉，没有人敢打断他说话，就是
Nobody ventured to interrupt him。
说到这个词，我们可以学习英语中的一个谚语，也是中文里经常用到的，不入虎穴焉得虎子。
Nothing venture, nothing have，
也就是不冒险什么也得不到的意思。
But
这一句话中出现了两个 but， 前一个意思是我们都很熟悉的但是，相当于 however， 可是后一个意思就不同了，相当于 except， 除了。比如说，除了他的妻子，没有人敢对他大叫。
Nobody but his wife ventured to shout at him.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。